Iris. Iris knew what all the gossips were saying, but it didn't matter, not really. It's true. She should still be in mourning over her late husband, but nobody who really knew the man mourned his passing. Besides, she had never wanted to marry that monster, even before she knew his true character. His untimely death was a blessing from the goddess, one that she would not squander. She could have been the one who died. It nearly had been her death instead of his. While she could not entirely regret her first marriage, because she loved her daughters, they were the only good that came from that experience. Although she had not outright mentioned her intentions to her daughters, or anyone else within her social circle, she had not exactly been discreet either. They planned to hold a small wedding with only family and friends in attendance. Such a drastic difference from her first wedding. The best part, the most important detail, was that this time she would marry the man who had always held her heart. Iris needed to break the news to her daughters, though they may have already heard something through the gossip vine. Soon, Jonathan would return from his latest business trip, bringing his own daughter with him. After introductions and a little more planning, they would all be a happy family. Her heart nearly burst with a feeling of joy that could not be contained even if she tried. Iris only wished she could erase the status that came like baggage with her first marriage. She worried about Ella's ability to adapt to the imminent changes. Iris was determined to ease Ella's transition as much as possible. Despite not having met the girl yet, Iris already loved her. Jonathan frequently spoke of her with pride. Even without his praise, Iris knew it was impossible not to love someone who was part of her Jonathan. Her first marriage had been a heavy burden she never wanted, chaining her in many ways. With her upcoming marriage in sight, Iris felt so free that she soared. Iris vowed she would help Ella adapt to the status that Iris's happiness would unfortunately impose upon her. Iris would do everything in her power to prevent or at least minimize any chances of Ella experiencing the same trapped feeling that she had suffered. She was also slightly worried about how her own daughters would react to their new family members. But she brushed it off as pre-wedding jitters. With her happy ending in sight, she knew nothing could possibly go wrong. Arabella. Ella barely made it upstairs to her room when she heard the knock at the front door. Curious and hopeful, she quickly descended, beating the servants to the door. Jenna! Ella smiled as she warmly greeted her friend. She opened the door wide to let her in and immediately enveloped her in a quick embrace. How did you know I was back? We just arrived moments ago. Jenna grinned, running her fingers through her long ebony hair as Ella shut the door. I saw your cart pass from the mill's window. Your visits home are always so short, and I never know when you'll leave Athesia. I wanted to make the most of it. Ella bit her lip, debating internally how much of her news to share with her friend. Jenna caught the gesture, and her smile transformed to a look of concern. What's wrong? It's nothing. Ella was indecisive as she started back up towards her room with Jenna on her heels. She didn't want to burden her friend with her own petty worries. I know you better than that, Ella. What's bothering you? Jenna pressed as worry shined in her eyes. Ella kept quiet until they were both inside her room with the door closed. She sighed and sank into her bed. You'll see much more of me, Ella stated with a forced smile, avoiding the issue. But that isn't the problem, Jenna stated, leaving the obvious question hanging in the air and making herself at home on Ella's bed. No. She bit her lip, still uncertain, and fidgeted with her hair. Finally, she sighed and blurted. Father's getting married, and I won't be traveling with him anymore. I'll have a stranger as a stepmother, and he will leave me in her care when he travels. Have you ever heard of a stepmother who wasn't cruel? Ella stared into Jenna's deep brown eyes, searching for answers to all her questions, spoken and unspoken.